Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hello, Rosie. It's nice to see you. How are you? Are you enjoying your summer holidays?
Oh, hi, Jacob. Nice to see you, too. I'm fine, thank you. It's great not to have to do homework. I have so much free time to indulge in my hobbies.
I'm so happy for you. If you ask me, well, I'm not doing anything at all. I'm so bored.
Don't you have a hobby? You must be interested in something.
Well, I like reading books and watching films, but I can do that all the year round. You know me, I'm not as hard-working as you are, and I wasn't very busy during the academic year.
Well, why don't you get a summer job then? That will keep you busy at least for some hours, and you can earn some money for your gap year next summer.
My parents have already given me the same piece of advice. But I don't want to work this summer. I'd rather take up some hobby instead. Rosie, can you recommend some hobby for me? What's your hobby?
Well, Jacob, my hobby is drawing. I never have time to draw during the academic year, so now I spend a lot of time with my drawing pad and pencils.
Drawing requires some special training, I guess. I have never attended any art classes. What shall I do?
You can take up doodling instead of drawing. It doesn't require having any special skills. Anybody can do it. And that is why doodling is so good for beginners.
I've never heard about doodling before. Could you please tell me more about it?
Sure. Actually, there are different kinds of doodles and some illustrators use it to draw pictures for books. However, there are simple abstract doodles when you just take a pen or pencil and draw anything that comes to your mind. Flowers, animals, ocean waves, and so on. You can then color the drawing. It will look fantastic.
Have you tried it yourself?
I sometimes do it when I feel tired. It really helps me to get rid of stress. I even have a book where some psychologists explain various connections between your doodles and some feelings or problems you might have.
I say, Rosie, that sounds really interesting to me. Can you lend me the book? I'd love to read it.
You can pop in at my place in the evening and borrow it. No problem.
You are a star, Rosie. Thank you very much. Look, I've got to go now. My mum is waiting for me. I'll take the book this evening.
Bye, Jacob. See you tonight.
Bye, Rosie.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hello, Rosie. It's nice to see you. How are you? Are you enjoying your summer holidays?
Oh, hi, Jacob. Nice to see you, too. I'm fine, thank you. It's great not to have to do homework. I have so much free time to indulge in my hobbies.
I'm so happy for you. If you ask me, well, I'm not doing anything at all. I'm so bored.
Don't you have a hobby? You must be interested in something.
Well, I like reading books and watching films, but I can do that all the year round. You know me, I'm not as hard-working as you are, and I wasn't very busy during the academic year.
Well, why don't you get a summer job then? That will keep you busy at least for some hours, and you can earn some money for your gap year next summer.
My parents have already given me the same piece of advice, but I don't want to work this summer. I'd rather take up some hobby instead. Rosie, can you recommend some hobby for me? What's your hobby?
Well, Jacob, my hobby is drawing. I never have time to draw during the academic year, so now I spend a lot of time with my drawing pad and pencils.
Drawing requires some special training, I guess. I have never attended any art classes. What shall I do?
You can take up doodling instead of drawing. It doesn't require having any special skills. Anybody can do it. And that is why doodling is so good for beginners.
I have never heard about doodling before. Could you please tell me more about it?
Sure. Actually, there are different kinds of doodles, and some illustrators use it to draw pictures for books. However, there are simple abstract doodles when you just take a pen or pencil and draw anything that comes to your mind. Flowers, animals, ocean waves, and so on. You can then color the drawing. It will look fantastic.
Have you tried it yourself?
I sometimes do it when I feel tired. It really helps me to get rid of stress. I even have a book where some psychologists explain various connections between your doodles and some feelings or problems you might have.
I say, Rosie, that sounds really interesting to me. Can you lend me the book? I'd love to read it.
You can pop in at my place in the evening and borrow it. No problem.
You are a star, Rosie. Thank you very much. Look, I've got to go now. My mum is waiting for me. I'll take the book this evening.
Bye, Jacob. See you tonight.
Bye, Rosie.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.